WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or the location at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. An announcement could be coming soon on the first group of 6 or 7 businesses joining HEB at the new Jones Crossing development in College Station.
There is a lot of interest, but nothing has been signed officially. I think we're really close. We're really close. In the next, 60 days, I would hope to be able to release the first set of users over there.
Thanks to the city's economic development director, Natalie Ruiz, for responding to our request that came from one of our listeners.
They have 50,000 square feet of retail space that's under construction right next to the HEB, and they're working on getting those filled with new restaurants, new services like hair cutting places and dry cleaners, things like that.
Ruiz says, weather permitting, the new HEB will open in July. Texas A&M's veterinary school is expanding to the Panhandle. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp was among those in Canyon who announced details of the new branch being built on the campus of West Texas A&M.
You have the best ag school, vet school complex in Texas outside of College Station, and what we make no mistake, what we're producing here is something that does not exist in the United States of America.
The president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson, says the branch is of dramatic importance and significance to the livestock industry.
It won't be just our livestock producers that benefit. There are roles for these veterinary student graduates in diagnostic labs, in pharmaceutical research, in food safety and other government agency jobs.
A yet-to-be-determined number of students, faculty, researchers, and staff will start in the $23 million branch in the year 2020. The southbound lanes of Interstate 45 south of Centerville were closed for more than 7 hours yesterday morning after a fiery fatality crash involving two semis. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the first semi had just pulled onto the interstate from a rest area when it was struck from behind by a second semi.
Any evidence that there was an attempt to stop?
It doesn't appear that way. At the crash scene, there has been an autopsy ordered. We're investigating what may have been going on at the time they crash occurred.
The trucker who was killed, who was in the second semi, was from Arlington. The driver of the truck that was struck, who was from Fort Worth, was not injured. At least one Texas congressman is opposed to the president imposing broad tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on the Infomaniac supports what he calls targeted tariffs.
We need to get much more aggressive in fighting dumping at the World Trade Organization, the WTO.
The president says Canada and Mexico could be exempted based on the outcome of talks to renegotiate NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. WTAW news time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Holland Honda is proud to be the only Honda dealership in the surrounding Houston market to have received Honda's most prestigious award, the Presidential Award.
Reserved for the top Honda dealers nationwide for superior achievement and customer satisfaction.
And during the Dream Garage sales event going on now, we invite you to come experience the Allen Honda difference.
Schedule your spring maintenance and find out why our service department was number one in customer satisfaction.
For award-winning vehicles backed by award-winning customer service.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
Good morning, 7:08, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies are expected today to be breezy with a high around 70 degrees. breezy with scattered showers developing tonight, lows only dropping into the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer on Saturday with showers tapering off in the morning. Highs will get into the lower 80s. And a mix of sunshine and clouds is expected on Sunday. It'll be windy and a little cooler with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Go to Sexton. There goes Sexton. He has a high dribble. He's going down. He was throwing up, and he made it at the buzzer. He hit it.
Oh, my goodness.
All the way to the other end, and they win by a point.
Oh, my goodness.
71 to 70.
It's sad this morning. Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops falls to Alabama 71 to 70. It truly is a mad world. We'll hear from head coach Billy Kennedy coming up following the loss in the SEC tournament. Also, NCAA indoor championships, track and field. Yeah, they're gearing up today in Aggieland, baseball and softball. So much more coming up in sports.
And this is, again, this is a day that is just full of, I mean, any point of view you want to take in the world, you can celebrate it today. Today is the day of unplugging.
Unplug, baby.
Get rid of those smartphones.
Just don't unplug your radio.
Yeah, no. Don't do the tablet thing. Why would you need Wi-Fi access? These are things that you have 7 days a week, 365 days a year. This National Day of Unplugging was created in 2003 when you didn't have to unplug nearly as many things as you do now. Now you got to unplug a whole bunch more stuff. Now it's also Panic Day. If you want to panic today, you can do that. It's Get Over It Day. And also, it's Barbie Day. So if you had a Barbie when you were growing up, girls, then, you know, today's the day to celebrate that.
I had a my-size Barbie.
What does that mean?
Oh, that's creepy.
She was tall. Like, she was as big as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day, I asked for one for Christmas, and my dad caved, and he bought me a my-size Barbie.
Okay, so now, and
I was a little taller than she was, but, I mean, at the time, she was you know, the size of a toddler-ish.
Okay, so now, and so how old were you maybe?
I don't know. Okay. Like 4 or 5?
Okay,
five,
4 or 5. Okay.
Maybe.
So now.
Enough I remember. Like, I remember getting her.
All right. But then, of course, the clothes have to be pretty expensive.
Right. So I think she came with clothes on, obviously, and maybe one other outfit. But what I did was I immediately undressed her and then put her clothes on.
Okay. Because the
and then I took a Sharpie to her face because I was doing her makeup one day.
Oh.
So we sold her in a garage sale for like a quarter.
She was ruined.
I mean, not right away, yeah. But eventually,
Life-size Barbie had some miles on her.
Did life-size Barbie ever make it out of your house?
Well, so actually that Christmas we spent in New York with my grandparents. And so that's where I got her, and then we had to ship her back to Texas.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
did she come outside? Probably not.
Didn't go to the neighbor's house and take your Barbie with you.
Yeah, she was too hard to carry around
because
she was my size.
Exactly.
So, no, she probably just stayed in my room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a trivia question we used to have was who's the largest manufacturer of clothing, and it was Mattel because they were making clothes for Barbies
Barbie.
And all that
kind
of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I was a big Barbie fan. Yeah.
What is it, Jeff Foxworthy really talks about having, what, three daughters and naked Barbies as far as the eye could see
every place
throughout his house.
Oh, yeah.
So now,
and then those shoes, man, and you lose the shoes.
Right, because then she can't stand up straight because she's got one shoe, and then she falls over, and that's not good. So now... I never knew such a thing existed.
Oh yeah,
I'm a little bit creeped out.
A life size Barbie. Yeah,
I think it was called My Size Barbie.
Okay, so
now My Size Barbie.
So did and at night, My Size Barbie stood in the corner.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I don't really remember.
I mean, I'm not trying to. Yeah.
I know.
Whatever your points were that you remember are great. I just didn't know that kind of thing existed.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, it is kind of creepy now that I really think about it. But
now when you're that age, it's okay. Everything is innocent when you're that age.
Oh,
that's cool
for sure.
But
anyhow. And I mean, yeah, it was like having a friend who was your size.
So Barbie even is, clowns back then.
So Barbie is 59 today.
Okay.
Oh wow,
she's looking good.
59. So is Kato Caitlin though. So how you feel about that? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Who?
You know, from the OJ trial.
Oh,
maybe?
Okay.
Kato Caitlin, remember?
Yeah. I'm with you now.
All right, fine. And don't forget, Chuck Norris's birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, birthdays are scared of Chuck
Happy
Norris.
Happy birthday. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, so there. All right, now if I say the name Brian Thornhill, do you know who that is?
No.
That sounds familiar.
Okay, if I told you about the guy who made his kid run to school.
Oh, I have seen that.
Okay. I still don't think I've heard of
him. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, now this was like semi-viral, I think, Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, missed it. There's too much Bachelor stuff going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so anyway, so here's the follow-up because he was on one of the Fox shows yesterday.
Brian Thornhill of Roanoke says his son Hayden was suspended from riding the school bus for bullying, so he had the 10-year-old make the one-mile trip to class on foot. A Facebook video shows the father driving behind Hayden, running in the rain. Dad calls it old-school parenting, but critics accused him of cruelty and bullying the child. Thornhill and his son were on Fox and Friends Thursday. The father says it's not bullying, it's parenting.
I love my son more than anything in this world and his sister more than anything in this world, but at the end of the day, I'm responsible for his choices in life and guiding him. And therefore, what I had to make sure I did was, you know, teach him a lesson from this.
Thornhill added his boy is waterproof, so no harm being in the rain. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Waterproof, that's great.
So, I mean, there are a whole lot of gradients here. I mean, mm-hmm. you could choose to go mm-hmm. along with some of this. Some of this you think is extreme.
Right.
Some people may think all of this is extreme.
Right.
What he said is true, though. A parent's job is to be a parent, mm-hmm. not to be your friend. Okay to be a friend sometimes, but every once in a while, the parent has to do the right thing.
Right.
Now, when I heard this story, it made me think, was this the first bullying incident that this child had been involved in? Because I'm thinking when you get to the point where you're kicking people on the bus and things like that, you probably have been doing some things before that.
Right. Yeah. You've probably gotten away with a few things, too.
You worked your way up to kicking people on the bus.
Right. You don't just wake up one morning and say, I want to be a little you-know-what today.
Oh, right.
And you're right. He probably has had some situations that went unchecked. Now, at the same time, I don't know that I'm going to say that Brian did the wrong thing. The deal is, let's check in about 5 years from now and see how we're doing, okay?
Yeah,
If Brian's son is still kind of, you know, a jerk, then maybe this one didn't work. Now, they didn't show his face, which is good.
Yeah.
Didn't show any of the faces involved. But here's a guy who just wanted to stand up for the way that he parented. Now, why do you post that? Why do you post that?
Correct. Oversharing.
To shame the child.
Well, and again, shame the child maybe on some level, but still, if that's the way you're going to parent and you're not doing anything that's illegal or abusive to your child, then just parent the way you parent. Okay?
Right. And if that's the way you feel, you know, and you're like, well, if you feel like you have to defend yourself, you shouldn't post it.
No, don't think so. All right, so vaping. Do we know people who vape? We have vapers
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we got vapers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Bryan City Council has just voted to not allow smoking in Bryan Parks with the exception
tobacco
of the golf course.
Tobacco smoking.
Right.
Right.
Or Lake Bryan. But they are still allowing vaping. Now,
right.
we did the story about how they're vaping chemicals. And at the same time, you know, they're having concerns now at schools in Massachusetts about vaping.
Oh,
you
heavens.
Physically have to enter a bathroom. And in many cases, you would have to knock on and receive permission to enter a stall in order to catch a student vaping.
Ah, because that's what's happening.
Because the blueberry smoke didn't give it away.
It comes wafting in. But again, you have to knock on the door to
well,
have permission
yeah,
to go in.
Well, yeah, you can't just walk in.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, Scott, you posted it to show all the other stupid parents what to do.
Oh, is that it? It was a parenting class.
Okay.
Parenting 101.
Yeah, take my lead.
I guess.
Yep.
But you have to be ready for the criticism if you are going to share.
If you're gonna roll it out there. All right, if you weren't with us yesterday, we do tend to get all over the map from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, we'll get into all sorts of different situations. And part of it has to do with the fact that people actually listen to our newscasts. I mean, they really do.
Well, because you two don't.
Some
so,
folks, yeah.
Somebody some people do.
So there was yesterday.
I call it potty time. Go ahead.
The police officer arrested the man, and he had various denominations consistent with drug selling. I pick up...
almost $1,000 of cash every day. What are the various denominations consistent with drug dealing?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And so we found out, you know, Bill called and actually gave us the numbers. And so now we know if you're carrying that kind of money around, that might be consistent with selling drugs.
Very few ones.
Well, I think it also had to do with the $1,600 of marijuana and narcotics that they found in his hotel room.
Could possibly had something to do with that. At the same time, we had way too many calls about what's going in the new HEB Jones Crossing, which is over there by the original Copy Bridge, if you know where that is. Mm-hmm. And so, actually, I'm going to say the words I hate, reached out.
We reached out.
We reached out
physically
yesterday.
Physically with our hand.
Exactly.
I reached towards Natalie Ruiz.
Yeah.
And I said, Natalie, tell me more. Tell me more. No, I actually cut out the clip of our caller who called, the first caller, and with the original question.
Lay it on us.
And we reached out. She actually called back, you know, after I'd already left the office. But, you know, Bill Oliver here, always working. And he was able to get that audio from her. So basically, they're in talks. They've, you know, there's things being discussed and negotiated. And hopefully within the next 60 days, they don't want to release businesses one by one.
No.
They want to do them at least in groups of about six or seven.
Kind of like the way they counted votes the other night. You don't want to just count them one at a time.
Exactly.
Let's get them all in there.
So hopefully within the next couple of months, we'll hear that first group that has actually signed the contract and has been confirmed by the developers.
So that's in our newscast later. And Natalie, thank you for doing that.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Yeah, that we could have that for you. But don't call us and ask us anymore because we don't know anything.
Right.
And Chelsea and I were discussing this morning that Hooters is starting to come up.
Yep.
They're building the Hooters.
Right? Hooters is being built over by Imperial and Cotton Patch, the Premier Cinema, the Bryan Theater over there off Boonville. Right. And so, my parents kind of live in that area, and they said that it's being built.
Okay.
Soon, Hooters.
So, in other words, they'll end up being college students that'll know Bryan exists.
Yeah,
is that it?
Right? Yeah.
There'll be a reason to
it's
turn left off.
It's amazing how
university.
Many have no idea there's a second movie theater.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, look at that, man. That's cool. There's another Target?
Oh, my gosh. There's another Los Cucos?
That's amazing. Yeah, all right, so here we go. Yesterday was International Women's Day.
Yeah. Woo.
According to Google Trends, guess what? International Men's Day was searched a whole bunch yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's there.
It's
yes.
Yep.
When is it?
Well, let me see.
You don't know when it is?
I don't know when it is.
I just assumed it was every other day.
November the 19th.
Okay.
No, we completely missed it.
Mark it on your calendars,
there'll be another
boys.
One. There'll be another one. Let's see. November 19th of this year will be on a Monday, so we could celebrate all week.
When's White Straight Male Day?
Well, that's there's probably
Zach,
one three, of those
go drink
the 364 days out of the year. Is that about what it?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. If there's not a day to celebrate what you want to celebrate, just go do it. You can't own the day, but you can certainly develop something, put together some nonprofit, and generate that, and be whatever you know, guy from Tyler Day.
I celebrate myself every day.
We know. We know.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life. Your family, and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Branham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Good morning, 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Once again, we'll do a day countdown to November the 19th. November the 19th, that'll be Men's Day. So there, Zach.
Because we're men.
There you go. All right, so moving back in with your parents might make you feel kind of bad about yourself, but here's what you're not thinking about. It makes your parents feel even worse.
Yeah, they feel like they failed.
That study from the London School of Economics found that when somebody moves back home, it causes a significant drop in the quality of the parents' life and well-being. Well, wait a minute. That may not be because they're feeling badly. It's because you've moved back home.
Yeah.
You know, they do kind of get used to when you leave. In fact, the negative effect is just as strong as if they had developed, quote, an age-related disability.
Oh, really?
In other words, you moving back in with your parents is kind of like breaking a hip.
I think it would be the exact opposite with my folks.
The deal is they're supposed
to be... Wait, you think they'd love it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad would be like, oh, look, we've got a built-in gardener
that can go out and take
care of everything.
Exactly.
And we've got a yard worker. And
now, that is a part right there. He then could get rid of those jobs that he remembered when he didn't have to do them when you were home. Yeah. And so why not now?
Pops tries to put me back to work when I go back home to visit on the weekends.
That's a bad thing?
No, it's not. No. Or either that or he'll give me like the...
My parents just feed me.
They do that too, but he's going to be like, I'm going to go out there and work by myself all by my lonesome.
If you feel
if you want to come out and help me, then, you know. But yeah. I'm not gonna make you.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go out and help.
See, and that's it. Well, and again,
nothing's worse than the guilt trip or the disappointment talk.
Oh.
I'm not mad. I'm
just disappointed.
Love that disappointed thing going on. All right, man. There you go. 7:26. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. Got a pretty good run here. 72 for a high temperature. Today, winds out of the south at 5 to 15. And then tonight, down to 62. Tomorrow, 81. Now, the winds are going to shift around. It's going to cool off a little bit on Saturday night. So Sunday, our high temperature is only 67, but we'll still get to see some sun. About 60 for a high temperature on Monday and 65 or so for Tuesday. 20 or 30% chance of rain tonight and early on Saturday, and that's it, aside from that. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 8. We have a little chill factor out there, 48 and fair skies, and the air temperature is 51.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Say, folks, we've learned a little bit more about the 800-plus illegal immigrants who escaped capture thanks to the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf's, warning that ICE raids were coming. One of these guys had previously deported in 2003. Another guy who escaped is a Mexican gang member with convictions for possessing a dangerous weapon, spousal abuse, burglary, and battery on a cop. Also escaping capture was Armando Nunez Salgado. He's a Mexican gang member, deported 4 times, convicted of assault with a deadly weapon, hit and run, causing injury, and evading the cops. These criminals are on the loose in California today, thanks to Democrat Mayor Libby Schaaf, and she's not alone. In Denver, an illegal alien was captured a day after he slammed a vehicle into a truck and then fled the scene. A truck driver was killed. Denver sheriffs are refusing to honor a detainer order from ICE. If this illegal alien posts bond, he'll be out of jail and in the wind. Now, these are the people who were given special consideration by Libby Schaaf and her liberal Democrat comrades. Violent abusers, sexual predators, criminals who have preyed on innocent people in the past and will do so again. All because of today's Democrat Party permitting it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, if you own land, you know that spring is the best time of year to get work done on your property. Now, during the month of March, my good friends at Mahindra have special red tag savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. During the Mahindra red tag sale, enjoy up to $7,900 in tractor cash back and savings, or utility vehicle savings up to $1,700. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranties will come standard. So get the most out of your land and your budget with Mahindra's spring red tag savings. You'll see why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Learn more about rugged Mahindra utility vehicles and the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to a listener's call during our show yesterday, we know there could be announcements coming soon about what will be joining HEB at the new Jones Crossing development in College Station.
There's a lot of letters of intent or letters of interest, but no formal leases have been negotiated. They are working on several, and they will release those to us just as soon as they get about six or seven of them together.
The city's economic development director, Natalie Ruiz, says weather permitting, the new HEB will open in July.
Well, the rain has slowed everybody down. It's really difficult to pour concrete in the rain, but they are still moving forward and will release a date soon.
Ruiz says she hopes to release the names of the first group in the next 60 days, adding the developer has promised the city to provide the names once they have the approval of their tenants. What's being called a superhighway connecting College Station to Canyon has been announced by Texas A&M system officials. The Board of Regents approved a $23 million branch of Texas A&M's veterinary school on the campus of West Texas A&M. It's something vet school dean Eleanor Green has been working on since 2009.
The Vero building is going to house researchers on site who will form research teams between campuses and beyond as needed to address panhandle-specific issues and those with broad impact on the livestock industries.
The president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson, says the branch will have an impact on livestock producers within a 200-mile radius of Amarillo.
Produces 28% of the nation's fed beef supply, some 6 million head. It's also a growing, dramatically growing area in dairy production. Just this region ranks number 5 in dairy production nationally.
The branch will open in 2020 at the same time of the new home of A&M's Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Laboratory, which is moving to Canyon from Amarillo. A fiery crash involving two semis yesterday killed one of the drivers and closed the southbound lanes of Interstate 45 south of Centerville for more than 7 hours. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says there's no evidence that the second semi tried to stop before rear-ending the first semi, which had just pulled back onto the interstate from a rest area.
Any information from the driver who survived what they may have noticed what happened?
Well, the only information gave, he said just short after he arrived on the, got onto the roadway when he was struck, when he went off the side of the roadway, he did notice the other truck driver, his truck did catch fire, and he did attempt to put it out with his fire extinguisher, but was unable to do so.
The trucker who was killed, who was in the second semi, was from Arlington. The driver of the truck that was struck, who is from Fort Worth, was not injured. College Station police responded to the 600 block of Holloman Drive East near Dartmouth Street at 3 a.m. for a report of a burglary of a vehicle. According to the CSPD news release, when officers arrived, two suspects fled on foot into the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. One of the suspects was caught, and it was determined that they were in the area looking for vehicles to burglarize. 24-year-old Roy Andrus of College Station was arrested and charged with evading arrest. A former police chief in Marlin is accused of forcing a woman to have sex with him by warning that he would have her jailed if she didn't comply. 39-year-old Quincy Dion Lee was named in an arrest warrant by Texas Rangers, which stated the sexual assaults took place at the Marlin police station in 2014 and 2015. The affidavit alleges Lee would threaten to have the woman's probation revoked for drinking. Authorities also contend he promised to help regain custody of her children if she agreed to have sex. Lee is also a former police chief in Rosebud, which is south of Marlin. Governor Abbott says he'll continue the not very common practice of endorsing GOP challengers in primaries against incumbent Republicans.
Governor Abbott actively campaigned against three incumbent Republicans in this most recent primary, two of which were able to overcome his influence.
I wanted to support candidates who would support my desire to make sure that we cut and constrain the growth of property taxes in Texas, limit the growth of government.
Abbott says this is a practice he will continue.
This will not be the last of my involvement in ongoing races, whether they be in November or in years in the future.
Abbott making the comments after receiving Site Selection Magazine's Governor's Cup, acknowledging the state's business and job creation. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Not all Republicans in Washington side with the president on imposing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is among those who are opposed to broad tariffs.
Tariffs are a bad idea. Protecting American workers is a good idea, though.
On the Infomaniacs, Flores says he wants the president to use the right tool set to protect American workers.
We've got a balance here, and I think he's gone too far.
The president says the 25% tariff on steel and 10% on aluminum will take effect in about 10 days. The president also says Canada and Mexico could be exempted based on the outcome of talks to renegotiate NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It is 52 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornham and Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the 2018 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, kicking off with the Queen's Dance featuring the Bellamy Brothers, Saturday, March 17th at 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Center, 5827 Leonard Road. Tickets are $10 in advance at Cavender's and Catalina Hatters, or $15 at the door the day of the dance. Events and livestock shows are scheduled, ending with the premium auction on March 24th. The 62nd Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 17th through the 24th, sponsored by Garrett Mechanical and Pegasus Optimization Managers. For more info, visit bcyla.net.
Good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Plenty of clouds across the region today, breezy and mild with a high around 70 degrees. Scattered showers developing tonight, still breezy, low in the lower 60s. Showers ending Saturday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm with a high in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, breezy, turning cooler Saturday night, low in the middle 50s. And a mix of sunshine and clouds on Sunday, windy with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie men's hoops came up on the short end yesterday afternoon, up in St. Louis. They fell to Alabama 71-70 on a buzzer-beating shot from Colin Sexton. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy post-game. Also, talking about the NCAA Indoor Championships in track and field. They will be at Gilliam Indoor Stadium this weekend. The Aggie men looking to defend their championship from last year. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, the dirt bags, a bunch of dirt bags hitting the town. That'll be the Long Beach State dirt bags coming to town to take on at 8th-ranked Aggie baseball and number 6 Aggie softball, also in action, kicking off SEC play against Ole Miss. All that and more coming up in sports.
Back in the day, used to be cool to be able to get T-shirts or swag, as they call it now.
Swag.
From other schools.
Yeah.
But it was difficult to do, simply because we didn't have that thing called the interweb where you could just do that.
Amazon. And,
Amazon. That was just a river back then.
Yeah.
But, you know, my thought is, and I don't know how the dirt bags got their nickname.
Right.
I don't either.
That's awesome, though.
If only there were a way.
Well, I'm on their athletics website right now trying to figure out if, obviously, that can't be the name for all of their teams.
It's actually the 49ers. So the Long Beach 49ers, but the dirt bags is kind of what the baseball team, the moniker that they've taken.
Okay.
So
they call their fan base the Maniacs.
You see, I think that you should allow them to bring their sports paraphernalia here and sell it.
People would buy it.
Sure they would.
I think so.
You tell the visiting school or the school who's hosting, hey, we'll give you like X percent of this. But you have a vendor sitting there. You don't think you could sell some dirtbag T-shirts?
I think I want to start collecting minor league baseball T-shirts because they have some of the best names.
The El Paso Chihuahuas.
I really want a Rumble Pony T-shirt.
Well, that can be done.
We can get online.
The deal is, we used to have, in the sports office, we had a poster that had the hats of a whole bunch of minor league teams, because they do. They come up with great, great names. Now, while we're talking about this, by the way, for those teams that happen to make it to the Final Four in the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's Basketball Championship, so now they've announced that Imagine Dragons and Maroon 5 will be playing
in
San Antonio. They've decided they needed, because, you know, the sports event itself is not big enough, so they got to do that. So
right.
That'll be happening. So in the meantime, so I'm talking to a guy yesterday who said, hey, I watched this show, and
you said thank you.
Yeah, that's it. No, not our show. They watch a television show.
How are they watching our show?
Yeah, it's called Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's loosely based on the movie.
Yes.
Okay, which was a pretty funny movie or two. And so it's basically that, but one of the characters comes from, I think, Texas. And so apparently in the show this week, they made a reference to football in Texas. Again, this is from the Fox show Lethal Weapon.
All right, I got one for you, lunatic. How is a longhorn like a possum? Well, play dead at home and die on the road.
All right, how about, what do you get when you cross a groundhog and an aggie?
I'll buy 6 more weeks of bad football.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's on Lethal Weapon, the TV show this week. What they're saying, they think that's funny.
Ha!
Yeah.
Maybe they made
that's
that joke before
laugh.
The Aggies got Jimbo.
Could be. That's right.
It's
just letting
it's
you
fine.
Know, though, there's it's people fine. Out there who are
fine.
Making
Everything's
fun of us.
Fine.
We're fine.
It's all fine.
It'll be all right.
Hey, you've got both baseball and softball ranked in the top 10 right
sure.
now, okay?
Whoop.
And there's
the spring.
Reason
spring
to get
sports.
Excited. And we're going to have great weather this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be plenty of sports out on the West Campus. And, of course, track and field is winning championships. Yep. So. Yep.
743.
Yes, I have a question. Do you know what businesses are going to go in at that new HEB that they're putting in off of Harvey Mitchell?
Ah, the Jones Crossing.
I'm not going to go into that. I'm just not. I'm sure that there's...
all we can do is speculate at this point, right?
Yeah, and that's then you get into that whole, why won't such and such come in? Well, anyway, we got that for you. Did you hear it in the news?
We got it.
We're on top of this for you.
I'm having a hard time discerning when you're actually talking versus what's recorded. I'm not going to lie. I'm having trouble.
That's okay.
Hey, well, Zach's mom texted in, and she wanted to know, Scott, if you knew what businesses are going into the new shopping center in Tyler.
I'll have a look. Thanks. We'll do that.
It's called Google, Mom.
That's right.
We're sorry that the infomaniacs of Tyler don't have the
information.
They don't
have it. They've got
a local radio show in Tyler. Yeah. But why would she listen to that when she could listen to that?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So there. But I'm sure that they'll know at some point. But we went out and got the story for you.
Hey,
we're just letting you know.
Quickly, you can also text us. We love hearing from Zach's mom, but we love hearing from everyone's mom. Text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Now powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
All right, so now do you get to that point where you get home and you just go, I don't want to get out of the house again, okay? I'm done for the night or the day or whatever it happens to be. According to a new survey, the average person wants to go to 25 sporting events or comedy shows or concerts a year, but most of them just don't. People want to go to 12 live sports events a year, but they only go to 5. This is on average.
Wow. Oh, well, I mean,
it's a little different for me.
A little different for me.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to park out there, and you don't have to pay to get in.
I still have to park with the rabble, okay? I don't get special parking privileges. I get to park for free,
okay,
but I still have to park for baseball. I'm all the way out in Reed, so
I'm walking with folks.
Horrible. Okay, hello?
Yeah, my son teaches in Fairplay, Colorado at a middle school, and they are Los Fighting Burros.
Oh, I like that. Where is that in New Mexico? Where is it?
No, it's... Colorado. Fairplay, Colorado.
Got it. Thank you.
The burro is a donkey.
You're right. We did our donkey segment yesterday.
Was that yesterday or two days ago?
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday. Someone did text in and said they're pretty sure they still do donkey basketball in Iola as a fundraiser.
Okay. Well, there you are. If you want to see it, it used to happen all over the place.
Yeah.
People want to go to 5 comedy shows a year, it says here, but only go to 1. I don't know. You know? Comedy shows sometimes are good, but it's a whole lot better just to get up on Showtime or Netflix and
see the ones you know
are funny.
Yep.
As opposed to going to one where you have to pay a cover, minimum number of
drinks.
And
buy your drinks.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
sit
a
next
lot.
To people who say stuff you really wish they wouldn't
or
say.
Or laugh really annoyingly.
Yeah, so I really want to sit next to a heckler sometime, though.
That'd be fun.
Or just like edge him on, get him to heckle.
Sure, get
him. And see him just get destroyed by this comedian who's
to go over the line,
five times smarter than they are.
People want to go to 8 concerts a year and only go to 2.
Right, yeah, concerts are expensive.
Yeah.
Concerts are expensive, and you talk about a hassle. That really is a hassle.
I mean, and it is a hassle. Here, we have more, like, you know, small local concerts
that we can go to,
but a lot of people don't have that.
Man. Do you really want to get into an arena with 30,000 people where the music is really way too loud and people are screaming because they've never heard it before and they're really excited?
Yeah. You do wonder how many people, like in Houston, I mean, you can rack up that right there, you know, in the next couple of weeks at the Houston Rodeo.
Yeah. Yep.
There was a girl that I know from my hometown, went to see Blake Shelton. I guess he was in Austin because I don't think he's performing in Houston.
Okay.
No, he did.
Okay, so maybe they were at the Houston Rodeo whenever he was playing.
He had the flu, but he still
performed. She was crying.
Why?
Because apparently she really likes Blake Shelton. I have no idea.
All right.
I think I've never understood that, but, you know, more power to her.
Well, if you're crying because you're seeing somebody. Okay. 740.
I might shed a tear if I ever got to see Taylor Swift in concert.
Really?
Probably.
Really?
Oh, my God. Teardrops on my guitar.
Music is an emotional thing.
But music is an emotional thing. There's no doubt.
I'm not a crier.
The problem is, though, that the noise of the other people there drown out a lot of the songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
True. Whole idea is I go there to listen to you perform.
Okay.
Yeah. You
know, I just see.
Just be quiet.
I just see Taylor Swift playing our song and Chelsea over there just ugly cried.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
You had one job. That's what Patrick's frustrated wife told him. To be fair, he had it coming. Ruth had just rounded the corner toward home in time to see their 5-year-old daughter running down the street without a stitch of clothing on. Well, she was wearing her galoshes and carrying an umbrella, but that wasn't enough to get Patrick out of hot water. He was supposed to be watching their two kids while Ruth made a quick run to the store. But soon after she left, Patrick tried something most men just aren't very good at, multitasking. If he could get the lawn cut quickly, he thought maybe he can catch the game later on. He thought his plan was ingenious. He instructed his 5- and 6-year-olds to stay in their rooms, and he gave him plenty of toys to stay busy. Then he fired up the mower and raced back and forth across the yard. He was down to his last few strips of grass when his wife turned the corner and his daughter streaked down the sidewalk. In that moment, Patrick was reminded that parenting is hard stuff. Kids are unpredictable, and parents have to stay on their toes. While Patrick can laugh about his story now, it was an embarrassing situation at the time. As a parent, you get curveballs thrown at you all the time while juggling responsibilities of family life. Your spouse and your kids are an integral part of your life, so give them the careful attention they deserve. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. Well, heartbreak for Texas A&M men's basketball in St. Louis yesterday.
Go to Sexton. There goes Sexton. He has a high dribble. He's going down. He's throwing up, and he made it at the buzzer. He hit it.
Oh, my goodness.
All the way to the other end, and they win by a point.
Oh, my goodness.
71-70.
Alabama guard Colin Sexton drove the length of the floor to hit the game winner as time expired and the Crimson Tide knocked off the Aggies in the second round of the SEC tournament. Now, the Maroon White had actually taken a 1-point lead following TJ Starks' 3-pointer with 4.4 seconds left, but that was still too much time for Sexton. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the final play.
Well, obviously, we called the timeout to try to get organized, and we got organized. And we wondered if we could have made Colin catch it a step further up the floor and maybe put two people on him. I would do differently, obviously, knowing that he was able to get it off. But he made an awkward shot, and he made a heck of a shot. The reason why we called timeout was to not let that happen on a broken play.
With the loss, Coach and the guys fall to 20-12 on the year. Now they wait until Sunday to find out their fate for the NCAA tournament. And some other men's basketball play. Number 14, Texas Tech, top Texas, 73-69 in the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. TCU fell to Kansas State in overtime, 66-64. And 18th-ranked West Virginia rolled over Baylor, 78-65. On the track, the Texas A&M men will have a chance to defend their NCAA indoor title when they host the field this weekend at the Gilliam Indoor Stadium. The Aggie men, ranked 6th nationally, returned 32 points from last year's winning total of 46 through three individuals and three quarters of the 4x400 relay. Meanwhile, the Aggie women come into competition ranked 10th in the country. Things underway today and will go through tomorrow. On the diamond, 8th-ranked Aggie baseball is back in action tonight as it welcomes Long Beach State to town for a weekend series. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the Dirtbags.
Long Beach State's going to give us a great test. You know, two left-handed starters at the first week early in their rotation, and, you know, a team that knows how to play the game of baseball. We're going to have to be at our very best this weekend, treat it like a conference series, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Game one is set for tonight at 6:30. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as RadioAggieland.com. Across the street, number 6 Aggie softball kicks off SEC play this evening when it squares up against number 17 Ole Miss. Now, despite it being conference play, Coach Joe Evans says her squad just needs to play their style of ball.
We've got an older team and an experienced team, and they know what it's like to play in the SEC. They understand how challenging it is, and what I want to make sure is that we just keep playing the game, that we don't all of a sudden think that the game's going to be harder or that we have to do something differently. We just need to continue to do what we're doing and understand that we're going to be challenged for sure. But when you think that all of a sudden you have to change your game because now you're starting the SEC, that's not a good place to be in. So I look forward to us just getting out there and continuing pitchers attacking the strike zone and hitters looking for something to drive.
The Aggies and Rebels kick things off tonight at 6. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and 98.7 FM. Kevin Durant scored 37 points and pulled down 11 rebounds to rally the Golden State Warriors past the San Antonio Spurs last night, 110-107. Now San Antonio will have this evening off, but the best team in basketball, the Houston Rockets, are north of the border as they visit the Toronto Raptors at 6:30. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are at home entertaining the Anaheim Ducks at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 GMC 1500 as low as $499 a month. Now, I drive a GMC. They are good, dependable vehicles. Mine's not nearly as new as a 2015, though, so you're talking about a almost brand-new pickup. And as I said, that baby's going to last you for a while. Again, $499 a month at Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We have two space stories today. I'm just letting you know, Chelsea, just ahead of time. So
oh,
you'll do it.
Okay, great.
Two,
great.
Not one, but
it's
two.
Okay. I'm just going to embrace it. It's fine.
That's right.
It's fine.
We're going to be space cadets today.
This time, Lamont Henderson. Lamont was working for a private Texas security company transporting two prisoners. Decided to stop at the Casino Queen Hotel in Illinois.
No. Just a little pit stop.
Yeah, you know, chance to see if he can maybe make some money there. But mm-hmm. the casino, several hundred miles out of his way, so he checked himself in along with his two companions into a hotel. Okay?
Okay.
Fell asleep.
Oh.
Woke up an hour later. Inmates were missing.
That sounds like a good basis for a movie.
Sure. Lamont didn't want to call the police.
Right.
Chose not to for several hours. And decided he'd just try to find the inmates himself.
As you do.
Yeah, well, that didn't really work. Oh, by the way, Brian Jordan is missing. He's the perp. Also took $5,200. It was in a bag that Lamont had with him. I don't know if
Lamont sounds like a terror. He needs to go to Dog the Bounty Hunter and learn how to track these guys down.
And again, he's working for a private security company from Texas.
Yeah, so not right.
Excuse me. Up until yesterday, he was working for a private security company in Texas. Not anymore. All right, so let me see. Oh, during probation, the Pabst Brewing Company stayed in business by making a cheese they called Pabst Dep. Just saying.
Was probation like prohibition?
Did I say probation?
I think you did. you still had criminals on the mind.
Dang. 90% of the Canadian population lives within 100 miles of the U.S. border.
Really?
See,
okay.
They know where they want to be.
Yeah.
And the top causes of death in 1900, flu and tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
Flu and tuberculosis.
Still scary stuff.
Well, they are. They really are. All right, today the weather is going to be outstanding. Actually, all weekend long, so enjoy that. Look for a high temperature about 72 today. It's 55 right now. WTAW, College Station Bryan, 8 o'clock.